Did you really read all those books, or is it just to make an impression?
My sisters love those books. I really think you might like them. And I'm willing to be directed as well.
والكافي تهذيب استبصار من لا يحضره الفقير.
How much are you familiar with the books in the bookshelves of the Muslim libraries in the world?
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on RIB English Radio with Brother Hussein, a book lover and a student of Tarbiyat Mudarris University of Tehran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters out there, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In some countries, it's already Ramadan, so to you folks, Ramadan Kareem. And in some countries, we're about to be starting Ramadan today or tomorrow, very, very soon. And so prepare yourself for this wonderful month. You are listening to IRIB English Radio broadcasting from Iran, and we are Bookshelf. And I am Hussein. I'm here if you're looking for a book that would be appropriate to read this week. The Quran is central to Muslim life. It's our primary source of religious opinion, and it's the standard by which we measure religious rulings. It also happens to be that the Qur'an is also central to Ramadan. We're encouraged to recite and recite and recite the Qur'an for as many times as we can. It's the source of godly teachings, and it has been delivered to us faultlessly through the Prophet. The Qur'an has deep meanings, every single verse of it, and no matter how many times you read it, there's still many new things to learn. If you think that's not true, well, take a look at all of the translations and the so many interpretations that exist from the Quran, and the so many books that are rich in Quranic verses, and there's still much more to say. Maybe Ramadan is a time to practice reading the Quran on a daily basis, so that after this holy month, we can continue reading this holy text frequently. Every time you read the Quran, try to think what you read, what you can learn from it, and what you can teach others based on what you read. Write down your questions and the answers you assume would be correct and share them with an educated cleric or someone who knows about the Quran enough to answer your questions. Ramadan is a month of struggling and hard work for worshipping and achieving godly knowledge. Use this opportunity to learn as much as you can from the Quran. Today we're going to introduce a book to you that is a collection of teachings from the Quran by one of the most famous teachers in Iran, Mohsin Qaraati.
We welcome you, month we all adore. We pray for happiness and more. To all the people, open up your door. Peace, love and joy. Let them soar, let them soar. We welcome you, month we all adore. We pray for happiness and more. To all the people, open up your door. Peace, love and joy. Let them soar, let them soar.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf. While some of us have already started Ramadan officially, the rest of us are waiting with excitement for this holy month to begin. And so we thought that it would be appropriate this month to begin our shows in this month by introducing a book which teaches us the lessons that we can learn from the Quran. The book is called Ramadan with the Holy Quran, 30 Lessons in 30 Days by Mohsen Qaraati and translated by S.L. Al-Hakim. You can download this book for free from al-islam.org. So the book is basically 30 lessons for youth written as an easy but comprehensive guide throughout the holy month of Ramadan in order to give them a gist of the great religion of Islam and its teachings, produced from the words of the Holy Quran and exegesis, as well as points from traditions and narrations from the divine purified household, that is the Ahlul Bayt. Mohsen Qaraati is a famous writer and teacher of Quranic teachings in Iran. So the book comes in 139 pages, and it first begins by explaining about a month hosted by Allah, the Sermon of Sha'ban, effects and blessings of fasting, etiquette and conditions of observing fast, breaking the fast, complaint from the forlorn Holy Quran, the importance of Islamic tax, an extension of the meaning of parents, and a lot of other subjects. Alright, we're going to be taking a short break now, but after the break, we're going to read an excerpt from this book. Stay tuned.
Love is everywhere, so much peace feels up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Bookshelf, and we're reading the book Ramadan with the Holy Quran by Mohsen Qaraati, which you can download for free from al-islam.org. There's a chapter on page 12 called Complaint from the Forlorn Holy Quran. The messenger says, "O my Lord, behold, my people have taken this Holy Quran as a thing to be shunned." Forlorn or shun includes the separation by deed, body, tongue, and heart. So the connection of man with the heavenly book must be constant and under all circumstances. That's why the term hijr, translated as shunning, is used where there is a connection between a thing and mankind. Therefore, we must struggle from all angles until the Holy Quran is brought out of the state of being shunned and the Holy Quran is made to be the pivotal point of all dimensions of our practical and scientific life until such time as the satisfaction of the Prophet is attained. Not reciting the Holy Quran, preferring anything but the Holy Quran, not using it as our pivot, not contemplating in it, not teaching it to others, and not applying the Holy Quran in practice form the evidences of the shunning of the Holy Quran. Even if someone acquires the Holy Quran but then puts it aside and does not look at it or does not commit to it, it is another form and evidence of shunning the Holy Quran. This verse is a statement of great sorrow and distress from the Prophet, although because he is a mercy to all the worlds, he would therefore not curse. Yet, in the Day of Judgment, the Prophet will be one of those complaining against us. And so the shunning of the Holy Quran, the great sorrow of the Prophet, and our responsibility is definite, and simply reading the Holy Quran on the surface of it is not enough. But rather, what is required is to bring the Holy Quran out of the state. Imam Ridha states that the reason we recite the Holy Quran in our daily prayers is to bring the Holy Quran out of the state of being shunned. He also advises us to recite 50 ayahs of the Holy Quran every day, and our aim should not be to simply reach the end of the surah. We should read tranquilly, and our hearts are to take refuge in the recitation of the Holy Quran, and wherever our hearts are troubled, such as if in the darkness of the night we are attacked, we should take shelter with the Holy Quran. Here we narrate some of the commentaries by the greats on the issue of the forlorn Holy Quran. Mullah Sadra, in his introduction to the commentary on Surah Al-Waqi'ah, which is Surah 56, says, "So much research was conducted into books that I was of the opinion that I became somebody. However, after just a little insight, I saw myself as empty of true knowledge. Towards the end of my life, my thoughts went towards contemplation of the Holy Quran and the narrations of Muhammad and his purified household. Unfortunately, I don't have any more time to read the rest, but as you can see, this is a very interesting book, and it lends you a lot of knowledge and information that you can use for the Holy Quran. The book is 140 pages, but it's been meant to be read throughout Ramadan, which is 30 days. So that's not a big burden on our readers. If you missed our program, no worries. We went through the book Ramadan with the Holy Quran by Mohsen Gharati. You can download an archive of this program and our previous shows simply by searching IRIB English Radio Bookshelf. Until next week and a lot of contemplation on the Quran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.